الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. The talk inshallah will be a continuation of the previous few Jumu'ah lectures that I had. It's a part of an ongoing series, of a Road to Ramadan series. So far we've discussed muhasaba, we've discussed accountability, and I mentioned the questions, or those verses in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mas'ool. He talks about the questions that a person is going to receive on the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَدَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا etc. That the different verses and different ahadith that mention that we're going to be questioned regarding certain things. So we addressed that 1 week. Then thereafter, we had one on tawbah, on repentance and the barriers to repentance. So before Ramadan, we wanted to make it such that our hearts are purified. إِذَا أَذْنَبَ كَانَ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ فِي قَلْبِهِ When a sin is committed, then a black dot appears on the heart. فَإِنْ تَابَ When he does tawbah, وَنَزَعَ Then he makes an intention not to repeat. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ He does istighfar. سُقِلَ قَلْبُ His heart is then purified. So this purification we want before Ramadan, so in Ramadan we can gain maximize benefit from the month of Ramadan. When the doors of Jannah are open, meaning metaphorically to say that, or literally or metaphorically, to say that the mercy is descending. It's for us just to build our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today marks the 24th of Rajab, so inshallah next week will be Sha'ban. And with about 5-6 weeks till Ramadan, preparations at home would have begun. I phoned home a couple of days ago, and I was speaking to my mom, and they're talking about the fry food, etc. that they normally cook, they're making it now, they're making them. And just for Ramadan, which is in 5-6 weeks. So this meaning the physical, that the nourishment, etc., the preparations are made. But it's time now that we think about our spiritual nourishment. What about our spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan? In fact, one scholar, the book for Dari Amal, Hazrat Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh, in the month of Ramadan, he would make it such that he would tell his family to cook the salad and to cook the curry, and he would order rotis from outside. He would order it from outside to allow them to maximize their time in the month of Ramadan for their worship also, to engage in worship. But this preparation was made before. The term, the word Sha'ban, it comes from Sha'b. Sha'b means the branch. The scholars discuss that, okay, why is it a branch? Meaning it's the branch between Rajab and Ramadan. We know it's Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan. And Rasulullah a Sahabi once came to Rasulullah and he said, Ya Rasulullah, lam araka tasumu shahran. I do not see shahran min ash-shuhur ma tasumu min Sha'ban. That I don't find you fasting more frequently than I find you in the month of Sha'ban. Meaning you fast very frequently in Sha'ban that you don't fast in other months. And Rasulullah then explained, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُرُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنِ رَجَبٍ وَرَمَضَانٍ That Sha'ban is a month, it's the neglected month between Rajab and Ramadan. I mentioned before the events in Rajab of Isra and Mi'raj, etc. But it's a neglected month between Rajab and Ramadan. And it's a time wherein actions are raised towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ And I prefer that whilst I am fasting, my actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a point I'll explain over here. There are certain times, daily, weekly, and annually, when our actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily, Fajr and Asr Salah, our actions are raised, meaning an account is being given. So for example, the Fajr and Asr Salah, whoever performs Salah with Jama'ah, the angels, يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ The angels ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, metaphorically again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, He already knows where they've been, He already knows. He will ask them, كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي How have you left my servants? At the time of Fajr and Asr, there are two shifts. The angels have two shifts. Some at the time of Fajr and some at the time of Asr. So those that spent the night, so those that came at Asr, all the way to the Fajr, they will say that we came to them whilst they were performing their salah, and we left them whilst they were performing their salah. The ones that came at Fajr will return at Asr. So that's a daily account that's given. And the names are mentioned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that were present. That's on a daily basis. Number two, on a weekly basis. On Mondays and Thursdays, our actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why Rasulullah used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. When you're fasting, is a greater chance of acceptance, etc. And third and final, that on an annual basis, which is the month of Sha'ban, that the actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I prefer that my actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst I am fasting. So these three times are times when our actions are raised, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preferred that his actions are raised whilst he is fasting. Daily basis, Mondays and daily basis, Fajr and Asr. Number two, weekly basis, Mondays and Thursday fasting, and on a monthly, on an annual basis, the month of Sha'ban. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the Sahabi mentioned that hadith, that you fast more in the month of Sha'ban, that we don't find you fasting in any other month. And Rasulullah, one Sahabi also mentioned that Rasulullah used to fast consecutively, but he would find him fasting in the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan. And this month has historical significance also, meaning this was the month wherein Ramadan became fard in Sha'ban. Fasting in the month of Ramadan became fard in Sha'ban. One, two, the Qibla changed from Baytul Maqdis, from Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Kaaba in the month of Sha'ban. That happened in the month of Sha'ban. And three, the verse of sending Salah and Salam in Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also revealed in Sha'ban. Well, that was also revealed in Sha'ban. It has historical significance this month. Now, how do we prepare? How do we maximize benefit in this month of Ramadan? There are four steps. Number one, fasting more frequently. I mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha Allah actually mentions, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost fasted the entire month of Sha'ban. Now, other than the scholars mentioned, other than the last couple of days before Ramadan, one should avoid that because of Yawm al-Shak. There are certain, it's a fiqhi, it's an academic issue why a person needs to avoid that. Refer to your local scholars for more guidance. Other than that, it's fasting season. It's open and the person can fast. Now, or if working, there are difficulties. If a person can target that Mondays and Thursdays, following the Sunnah, he will fulfill the action of number one, Monday and Thursday Sunnah. Number two, also the fasting of the month of Sha'ban he'll also fulfill. Two, 13th, 14th and 15th of Sha'ban. Rasulullah's habit was to fast the 13th, 14th and 15th of every month. If we can do that at least, we will also be fulfilling two Sunnah in one. In fact, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi actually mentions that Rasulullah ﷺ fasted almost the entire month of Sha'ban. Almost the entire month of Sha'ban. And he describes it like a prelude. It's like, for example, the two fard of Fajr. We know the importance of Fajr, that a person who performs his Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, he gains half the night of Nafil Ibadah. Half the night. And the two Sunnah before Fajr, according to certain schools, is almost wajib. Rasulullah ﷺ never left the two Sunnah of Fajr. لم يكن أشد منه تعاهدا على ركعة الفجر. Rasulullah's adherence to the two rakat of Fajr, meaning the Sunnah before, you would not see him adhere to them greater than any other Sunnah. And these were like to show the importance of the two fard. Similarly, we know the greatness of Ramadan, and the fasting before Ramadan was to signify its importance, to create that preparation. You know, sometimes when Ramadan begins, it takes a few days for us to acclimate, for us to become accustomed to the month of Ramadan. If we make this preparation that we fast a few days in Sha'ban, the 13th, 14th and 15th, or Mondays and Thursdays, that physical preparation is there. Number two, sending abundant salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Constantly saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? This was the month wherein, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima was revealed. That, O you who believe, send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse was revealed in the month of Sha'ban. There's significance attached. In this month, frequent our salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was also the practice of our predecessors, of the Salaf, that they would frequent salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, alongside sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing the recitation of the Qur'an. It's a shame if the only time we open the Qur'an or the only time we wipe the dust of the Qur'an is in the month of Ramadan. If we are, then make it a point that inshallah this year is going to be different. In Sha'ban, we're going to open the Qur'an. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum is mentioned regarding them that akabbu ala al-masahif, they became more attached to the Qur'an in Sha'ban. The Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. If we only open the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan, it'll take us a while to become accustomed, to build that attachment. And by the end of Ramadan, when we've finally built that attachment, Ramadan will have passed by. It takes that preparation before. If there's a wedding or there's an event taking place in a couple of months, we will take preparation months before. Only may only be 1 or 2 days, but there's months of preparation. Make it a point that we now begin to connect ourselves. And in Sha'ban, if we make it a point that we're going to recite 4 or 5 sides after every salah, we will manage to complete 1 Qur'an in the month of Sha'ban. We could still do it. And finally, number 4, purification of the heart. In the month of Sha'ban, continually do istighfar. Istighfar, as I mentioned, it just is suqila qalbu, a person's heart becomes purified. Make it a point that our hearts become purified, for when the Ramadan comes, we're just building our attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're just attracting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this Ramadan becomes an opportunity for us to change our lives. There was one Sahabi radiallahu an, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that person is from the inhabitants of Jannah. He's a Jannati. So Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, who then said that I'm going to stay with this Sahabi for a few days and find what kind of action does this Sahabi have that is making him a Jannati, that he becomes from amongst the inhabitants of Jannah. So he followed him, and for 3 days he said that he had no special action. I never saw anything in his life. Yet for some reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has labeled him as a Jannati, as a person who's from the inhabitants of Jannah. So he asked, he said, what is it in your life that you have that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you are going to be from amongst the people, from the inhabitants of Jannah? And he said that no night passes by except that I forgive every individual, meaning I hold no enmity towards any other brother. The purification of the heart, to the degree that Mondays and Thursdays, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the minor sins of those individuals who do not ascribe partners, meaning they have iman, the people who have iman on Mondays and Thursdays, provided there's no enmity between him and another brother. If there is hatred in his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَنْظُرُوا هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَرِحَا. Defer their matter. Their forgiveness will be deferred. They're not going to be forgiven until they reconcile. Once they reconcile, then their minor sins are forgiven Mondays and Thursdays. Purification of the heart. And in Sha'ban, there are days wherein, well, the 15th specifically, wherein, or certain days wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends and a person's purity, purification can be complete. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and over here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, that ayyun nasi afdal, who is the best of individuals? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, kullu makhmumil qalb, every person who is pure of heart. Sahaba radiallahu anhum obviously knew the Arabic language. They knew what it meant in terms of the one whose heart is pure. But they asked, Ya Rasulullah, pure of heart and suduqul lisan, and he's truthful, both. His heart is pure and his tongue remains truthful. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah, suduqul lisan na'rifuhu, truthful we understand. Fama makhmumul qalb, what does it mean that his heart is pure? Meaning they knew what purity means. But they wanted a description. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum weren't satisfied with makhmum al-qalb. They wanted a description. Describe this individual for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, هو التقي النقي لا إثم فيه ولا بغي ولا غل ولا حسد. 6 things. Number 1, هو التقي. He has taqwa. We build the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know, we recognize the boundaries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set, and we stay in those boundaries. We know that there are certain things Allah has prohibited. We don't cross those boundaries. Number 1. An-naqi, he is pure, meaning his tongue, his matters, he's a pure individual. Everything is clear with him. La ithma fihi, no sins, meaning if he commits sins, he's doing tawbah for them. Wala baghya, he's an individual who doesn't rebel. He follows the authority. When he needs an issue, he goes to his local scholar, he asks them, there's no rebellion. Wala ghilla, wala hasad, ولا غل, there's no hatred in his heart. This is what I want to focus on. Purification of the heart in the month of Sha'ban. Purification is a great emphasis. That pure, forgive the individuals. And number six, finally, wala hasad, there is no jealousy. Jealousy is something which can destroy an individual. That we have it, if we have jealousy towards an individual, there's some sort of envy towards an individual, make dua for that individual. It actually helps. Again, to end on these four things, number one, fasting more frequently in the month of Sha'ban. If we can't, 13th, 14th, and 15th, that's a sunnah, the Rasulullah's habit of the mustahab fast, 13th, 14th, and 15th, target those. Number two, frequent durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salutation by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse was revealed in this month of Sha'ban. Number four, build an attachment to the Qur'an. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an, we need to build this attachment before. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it would be mentioned regarding them, akabbu ala al-masahif, that they would then become further attached, they would fall upon, literally attached to the Qur'an in the month of Sha'ban. And finally, purifying our hearts, meaning forgiving individuals, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, righting our wrongs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله الذي من علينا بمواسم الخيرات ليغفر لنا من الذنوب والخطيئات ويكفر عن عباده السيئات أحمده تعالى وأشكره على ما أنعم علينا من العطيات أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل المخلوقات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ذوي الفضل والكرامات أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة قد سوف يظلنا شهر مبارك شهر مبشر بقدوم رمضان وهو شهر شعبان سمي لما انتشرت وشعبت منه الخيرات والبركات قبل رمضان وعن عائشة الله عنها قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحفظ من شعبان ما لا يتحفظ من غيره فيا أمة الإسلام والقرآن أكثر التوبة والاستغفار والتلاوة والأذكار والدعاء والاعتذار في مثل هذه الأيام المباركة خاصة الصيام كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعله كذلك أيضا فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق على ذلك اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان وسلمنا لرمضان وسلم لنا رمضان وفقنا فيه لما تحب وترضى من الصيام والقيام وتلاوة القرآن والصلة بالأرحام والإحسان إلى الأنام آمين يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu man ata'ahuma faqad rashada wahtada wa man ya'sihima faqad dhalla wa ghawa amma ba'd fa ya muslimin قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأحياهم عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها وسيد الشهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخوان الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Straight in the rows.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Hayya 'alas salah, Hayya 'alas salah, Hayya 'alal falah, Hayya 'alal falah, Qad qamatis salatu, Qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Kindly straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, and show your heels on the line. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك.